USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Easter morning chaos in Sri Lanka as at least 8 bombs go off in the city of Colombo. Officials say at least 140 people are dead, nearly 600 people are injured. 3 of the bombs went off at luxury hotels, 3 others at churches during Easter services. There's been no claim of responsibility yet. It is Easter Sunday, the holiest day on the Christian calendar, marking the day when Jesus Christ rose following his crucifixion 3 days earlier. Yesterday marked 20 years since the Columbine High School massacre, a shooting carried out by 2 students, killing 13, wounding 21. Sean Graves was a student who survived, despite being severely injured.
On that day, those people walked into that building, but not a single one of us walked out the same.
He spoke at a memorial service last night, and this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Officials at the Topeka Zoo in Kansas say a tiger that attacked a zookeeper yesterday morning will not be euthanized. The zookeeper is hospitalized and is reportedly alert and awake and expected to recover. Yesterday on the campaign trail, presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, was calling for President Trump's impeachment, but Congressman Stephen Lynch, also of Massachusetts, warns fellow Democrats against pursuing those proceedings.
If the president ends up at the end of the day successful in resisting impeachment, that could be interpreted by the American people as vindication and somehow that he deserves re-election.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's also warned against trying to bring articles of impeachment against the president. Anti-government protesters clashing with French police again. They're expressing outrage over the millions raised to repair the Notre Dame Cathedral after a fire when the government's not addressing their concerns. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. naval authorities are investigating how a hidden camera was placed inside a women's bathroom aboard the USS Arlington. Officials discovered it in March. They're unsure if it was able to transmit video. The USS Arlington is based in Norfolk, Virginia, and is currently in Greece as part of a 7-month assignment in Europe and the Middle East. It appears Vermont will be the 3rd or possibly 4th state to ditch Columbus Day and replace it with an Indigenous Peoples Day. The state legislatures approved the bill. The Republican governor, Phil Scott, expected to sign it. Maine could be next, as a bill there is waiting on its governor's signature. New Mexico and South Dakota already enacting such a law. Backers say it's a reaction to Christopher Columbus's reported history of enslaving native populations. Singer Gavin DeGraw finding himself in an embarrassing situation at Game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday between the Nashville Predators and the Dallas Stars. It happened right after he had completed singing the national anthem.
And the home of the brave.
He then took a step back on the carpet he was on, but instead stepped on the ice and fell face first with the spotlight squarely on him. He wasn't injured. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.